On this vote, the yeas are 254, the nays are 175. The motion is adopted.
The U.S. government will remain open at least until early December. Democrats and some Republicans came together on Thursday, hours ahead of a midnight deadline.
And with this continuing resolution, we not only keep government open, keep checks flowing to our veterans and Social Security recipients and the rest. It's just a remarkable thing to think of all the things that we can do working together for the people.
But while Congress has put out one fire, yet another blaze threatens the country's financial solvency. It's the nation's looming debt ceiling, the point at which the U.S. can borrow no more money to pay its bills. That limit will be reached on October 18th, unless Congress agrees to raise or suspend it. Economists, including Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, say a U.S. government default will likely throw the U.S. economy into recession and destabilize global markets.
It's necessary to avert a catastrophic event for our economy. Representatives, the debt ceiling has been raised or suspended 78 times since 1960, almost always on a bipartisan basis. My hope is that we can work together to do so again.
Republicans raised the debt ceiling three times under former President Trump, but have vowed against doing the same for President Biden. That leaves Democrats with the task of solving the issue alone, requiring challenging parliamentary maneuvers with no guarantee of succeeding in time.
Republicans need to get out of the way so Senate Democrats can address the issue quickly and without needlessly endangering the stability of our economy. We cannot afford the risk of a drawn-out, unpredictable process.
Republicans, though, refuse to budge. They say it's the Democrats' problem because they control government.
We're able to fund the government today because the majority accepted reality. The same thing will need to happen on the debt limit next week.
Another week, another display of the partisan acrimony accompanying the U.S. Congress from crisis to crisis. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.